Crypto Assets. Crypto Assets, the innovative investor's guide to Bitcoin and beyond. Authors, Chris Bernisk and Jack Tatar. Blockchain Technology. Bitcoin is a platform that carries upon it programmable money. The technological foundation to this platform is a distributed and digital ledger referred to as a blockchain. In January 2009, when Bitcoin was first released, it embodied the first working implementation of a blockchain the world has ever seen. Since then, people have downloaded the open source software, that is, Bitcoin, studied its blockchain, and released different blockchains that go far beyond Bitcoin. Bitcoin's blockchain is a database that records the flow of its native currency, Bitcoin. What makes this digital ledger special? Bitcoin's blockchain is a distributed, cryptographic, and immutable database that uses proof of work to keep the ecosystem in sync. Distributed. Distributed refers to the way in which computers access and maintain Bitcoin's blockchain. Unlike most databases that rigidly control who can access information within, any computer in the world can access Bitcoin's blockchain. Since anyone anywhere can tap into Bitcoin's blockchain to see the record of debits and credits between different accounts, it creates a system of global trust. Cryptographic. Every transaction recorded in Bitcoin's blockchain must be cryptographically verified to ensure that people trying to send Bitcoin actually own the Bitcoin they're trying to send. Cryptography also applies to how groups of transactions are added to Bitcoin's blockchain. Transactions are not added one at a time, but instead in blocks that are chained together, hence the term blockchain. Cryptography allows computers building Bitcoin's blockchain to collaborate in an automated system of mathematical trust. The combination of globally distributed computers that can cryptographically verify transactions and the building of Bitcoin's blockchain leads to an immutable database, meaning the computers building Bitcoin's blockchain can only do so in an append-only fashion. Append-only means that information can only be added to Bitcoin's blockchain over time, but cannot be deleted. Immutability is a rare feature in a digital world where things can easily be erased, and it will likely become an increasingly valuable attribute for Bitcoin over time. Proof of work. Proof of work ties together the concepts of a distributed, cryptographic, and immutable database. It's how the distributed computers agree on which group of transactions will be appended to Bitcoin's blockchain next. Put another way, proof of work specifically deals with how transactions are grouped in blocks, and how those blocks are chained together to make Bitcoin's blockchain. The computers, or miners as they're called, use proof of work to compete with one another to get the privilege to add blocks of transactions to Bitcoin blockchain, which is how transactions are confirmed. Each time miners add a block, they get paid in Bitcoin for doing so, which is why they choose to compete in the first place. The miners compete by searching for the solution to cryptographic puzzle that will allow them to add a block of transactions to Bitcoin's blockchain. The solution to this cryptographic puzzle involves combining four variables: the time, a summary of the proposed transactions, the identity of the previous block, and a variable called the nonce. The nonce is a random number that, when combined with the other three variables via what is called the cryptographic hash function, results in an output that fits a difficult criteria. The difficulty of meeting this criterion is defined as a parameter that is adjusted dynamically so that one miner finds a solution to this mathematical puzzle roughly every 10 minutes. Miners are economically rewarded for creating a new block with a transaction that grants them newly mined bitcoins. Miners are economically rewarded for creating a new block with a transaction that creates newly minted Bitcoin, called the Coinbase transaction, as well as fees for each transaction. The Coinbase transaction is also what slowly releases new Bitcoin into the money supply. Cryptocurrencies, crypto commodities, and crypto tokens. Historically, crypto assets have most commonly been referred to as cryptocurrencies, which we think confuses new users and constrains the conversation on the future of these assets. We would not classify the majority of crypto assets as currencies, but rather, most are either digital commodities, crypto commodities, provisioning raw digital resources, or digital tokens, crypto tokens, provisioning finished digital goods and services. Beyond cryptocurrencies and crypto commodities, and also provisioned via blockchain networks, are finished product digital goods and services like media, social networks, games, and more, which are orchestrated by crypto tokens. Just as in the physical world where currencies and commodities fuel an economy to create finished goods and services, so too in the digital world, the infrastructures provided by cryptocurrencies and crypto commodities are coming together to support the aforementioned finished product digital goods and services. Cryptocurrencies are in the earliest stage of development and will likely be the last to gain traction as they require a robust cryptocurrency and crypto commodity infrastructure to be built before they can reliably function. Defining crypto assets as a new asset class. While it is great validation of crypto assets that regulators are working to provide clarity on how to classify at least some of them, most of the existing laws set forth suffer from the same flaw. Agencies are interpreting crypto assets through the lens of the past. What further complicates the situation is that not all crypto assets are made equal. Just as there's diversity in equities, with analysts segmenting companies depending on their market capitalization, sector, or geography, so too is there diversity in crypto assets. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Monero, Dash, and Zcash fulfill the three definitions of currency, serving as a means of exchange, store of value, and unit of account. However, many other crypto assets function as digital commodities or crypto commodities. Moreover, all crypto assets are alive with code that morphs based on the evolution of use cases and the value add that the core open source developers feel their crypto assets can best fulfill. How can a regulator possibly hope to put a crypto asset in a category that is centuries old, when these assets are redefining themselves and breaking their own boundaries every couple of years, if not every couple of months? Well, they can't. The point is not to bash regulators, but to show how hard it is to classify a brand new asset class, especially when it's the first digital native asset class the world has ever seen. How are they used? Crypto assets have come upon the scene due to the rise of technology, and their use cases will grow and change as technology evolves. Currently, Bitcoin is the most straightforward, with its use case being that of a decentralized global currency. Ether is more flexible, as developers use it for computational gas within a decentralized world computer. Augur facilitates prediction markets on a decentralized system, economically compensating or punishing individuals for telling the truth or lies. In short, the use cases for crypto assets are more dynamic than any pre-existing asset class. Furthermore, since they're brought into the world and then controlled by open source software, the ability for crypto assets to evolve is unbounded. What is the basis of value? Crypto assets have two drivers of their basis of value: utility and speculative. Digital units of Bitcoin don't exist beyond unspent transaction outputs or credits in Bitcoin's blockchain. Therefore, a significant portion of the basis of the value is what the underlying blockchain enables the users of assets to do. In other words, Bitcoin's utility value. Utility value refers to what the underlying blockchain is used for, and therefore, what the demand is for its asset. Speculative value is driven by people trying to predict how widely used a particular crypto asset will be in the future. Investing directly in crypto assets. Investors have many avenues for purchasing Bitcoin and other crypto assets. Options will continue to evolve, but broadly, there are two main considerations: how to acquire crypto assets and how to store them. Since crypto assets are digital bearer instruments, they're unlike many other investments that are held by a centralized custodian. For example, regardless of which platform an investor uses to buy stocks, there's a centralized custodian who's housing the assets and keeping track of the investor's balance. With crypto assets, the innovative investor can opt for a similar situation or can have full autonomy and control in storage. The avenue chosen depends on what the innovative investor most values, and as with much of life, there are always trade-offs. Mining. When Bitcoin's network was launched in January 2009, mining was the only method of acquiring Bitcoin. New Bitcoin is minted through the process of verifying and confirming transactions in Bitcoin's blockchain. In this way, it ensures the decentralized creation of the currency in controlled amounts, which prior to Bitcoin had not been accomplished on a global scale. The mining process for Bitcoin is a continual cycle of hashing a few pieces of data together in pursuit of an output that meets predetermined difficulty level, mainly the number of zeros that the output starts with. This output can be called golden hash. Recall that a hash function takes data, for example, and hashes the text in the sentence, and hashes it into a fixed length string of alphanumeric digits. The computers involved in Bitcoin's mining process take four pieces of data: a hash of the transactions for the block, the hash of the previous block, the time, and a random number called the nonce. Different computers on the network take these four variables and increment the nonce, perhaps starting with a nonce equal to 0, then going to 1, then to 2, hoping that by changing this one variable, the hash output will meet the necessary requirement of the number of starting zeros. The more nonces the miner can test, the more chances the miner will find a golden hash that meets the requirement. The future of investing is here. Crypto assets should be evaluated alongside other traditional and alternative asset classes. Just as with any other asset class, there are good crypto asset investments and there are bad ones. Considering these investments requires the same level of due diligence and research as does any other potential investment. Although investment opportunities in crypto assets are growing, currently most access is available through the purchase and trading in individual crypto assets on exchanges. Some capital markets investments currently exist and more will come to market in the future. What form these investments will take is yet to be seen. Already opportunities for investors to gain access to hedge funds that actively manage different crypto assets, including the latest ICOs, are rising. But maybe the hedge fund structure will largely become a relic of the past, with asset management infrastructure decentralized through platforms like Melonport. The potential products and vehicles are endless and provide investors and money managers with great opportunities for profit. For the innovative investor, recognizing that no investment should be made with little to no knowledge is not only sage advice, but common sense. Here's another Bernsike Tatar rule. Don't invest in Bitcoin, Ether, or any other crypto asset just because it's doubled or tripled in the last week. Before investing, be able to explain the basics of the asset to a friend and certain if it fits well the given risk profile and goals of your investment portfolio. Being an innovative and ever-learning investor. Along with skyrocketing all-time highs, the number of crypto assets available has surged. The growth of ICOs and resultant proliferation has gone beyond what any reporter or follower of this industry can keep up with. Crypto assets are a moving target. While this is true for any asset class and any investment, the crypto asset target moves faster than most. That's why the innovative investor should be armed with the ability to understand and evaluate these assets through historical context and time-tested investment tools and techniques, such as modern portfolio theory and asset allocation. Innovative investors are active participants in their financial future, but this doesn't mean they must be alone on that journey. Relying on the advice of financial professionals can be effective because they can provide research and direction.